AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The day after Super Tuesday sees a reduction in the presidential field. Nikki Haley says her Republican campaign is over, and the AP's Mike Kempen reports a long-shot Democrat is also ending his campaign.
Congressman Dean Phillips, who failed to win a primary contest against President Biden, says he's ending his White House bid. Speaking on WCCO Radio, Phillips says now he's endorsing Biden.
While indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous man.
Phillips is a multimillionaire who spent freely from his personal fortune. He built his presidential bid around calls for a new generation of Democratic leadership, but he failed to resonate with the party's voters. He was the only elected Democrat to challenge Biden for the presidency. I'm Mike Kempen.
It's now down to the 2020 candidates, Joe Biden, the president, and the former president, Donald Trump. University of Chicago political science professor William Howell says for Trump to win, he needs to broaden his appeal.
He has a rock-solid hold on the base of his party, but the base of his party isn't going to deliver him a victory on Election Day in that first Tuesday in November. He's going to have to win over some independents.
A trial is over in New York. Charges have been dropped mid-trial over the disputed ownership of a cache of hand-drafted lyrics to Hotel California and other Eagles hits. Don Henley plans to fight on. Republicans in the House have invited Hunter Biden and his former business associates to appear at a public hearing later this month as part of the next step in their lengthy impeachment inquiry into President Biden. This is AP News. Haiti's embattled prime minister is in Puerto Rico as he tries to return to stop a swell of violent gang attacks.
But Ariel Henry landed late Tuesday afternoon in San Juan. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to confirm his arrival. Henry was expected to travel to the Dominican Republic later to fly to Haiti. But the government of the Caribbean island closed its air borders as gangs in Haiti continue to escalate their attacks, such as prisons and the main international airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man who crashed a snowmobile into a parked Black Hawk helicopter is suing the government for more than $9 million. The 2019 crash in New York almost cost Jeff Smith his life. Smith's lawyers argue the crew of the Black Hawk was negligent for parking a camouflage aircraft on a rarely used airfield, also used by snowmobilers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.